Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masechet Babasra, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hiniach Banim Gedolim Ketanim. Someone left behind Banim Gedolim over Bar Mitzvah and Banim Ketanim below Bar Mitzvah. Hishpichu Gedolim Esanuchasim, and the Banim Gedolim were, you know, they're already working age, so they're working on the estate, and they make it better, they make it worth more before they ever split the estate. Hishpichu Le'emtza. So whatever profits, whatever improvements they made in that estate is divided equally among all of the Yarshim, even though it's the older kids that are the ones that put all the work into it. We assume they're doing it on behalf of the estate, and the estate is owned by all the brothers. But if they said, look what our father left us, we're going to go and work to improve it, and then by making that statement, they're saying, look, this is where our father left us, everyone gets an even share of this, now we're going to work for ourselves. So then whatever the mashbiach is for themselves. If you have a woman who gets a Yerusha from her husband's estate, together with her sisters, generally a woman does not get any of her husband's estate, but it's possible for it to happen if, let's say, Reuven had only one brother, Shimon, and Shimon died and he left three daughters. So Reuven married one of the daughters, because you're allowed to marry your niece, and then he died without any children. So Reuven's Yorshim are his three nieces, assuming that he doesn't have a father, because they're his brother's daughters, and his wife is one of those nieces, so she's going to get part of the husband's estate. So if you have a case of a woman who's going to inherit her husband's estate together with her sisters, and she's mashpiach the property, hishpicha la'emtza, so we assume whatever she's mashpiach the property is on behalf of all of the Yarshim. But if she says, look, this is what my husband left me, and I'm therefore going to get to work for myself, then hishpicha li'atzma, then whatever shevach she provides the estate is for herself. Says the Mishnah now, Mishnah Dalet, Ha'achna Shutafin, if brothers are Shutafim in their father's properties, meaning they didn't yet divide the estate, it's still one big estate owned jointly by all of them. Shnafalechen mehen lu'umanos, and one of them went to work for the king and was making a lot of money. So nafalat le'emtza, whatever money he makes, gets divided evenly. Everyone shares it because the king picked a member of the family because of the family, not because of this guy. So since the king was choosing someone from this family and he just happens to be the representative of that family, so the money goes to the family. Chalav nisrape, if one of the brothers became sick and then he got healed using the money from the estate, Nisrape Mishalatzmo, he's taking out of his own portion to get better, and that gets deducted from his chelik of the Yerusha. The assumption is, the Gemara explains, that he was posheya in becoming ill in the first place. If he wasn't posheya, then it would not be deducted from his portion of the estate. We're talking that he got sick because he was very negligent, he didn't put on a coat in the wintertime or something like that. Now we're going to discuss the din of shushbinim. It used to be that there was such a thing as, you know, what we call nowadays groomsmen, you know, where people would bring special presents and they would play a special role at the chuppah, and they were the husband's guys, and they would eat with him throughout the shever brachos. So the understanding was that there was that you'd be my groomsman, I'll be yours, meaning that I'll take care of you when it's your turn. So achin shasum muktasun shushbinis b'chayav. Let's say some of the brothers were shushvinim during the father's lifetime, meaning the father had sent them to represent the family as shushvinim, and he gave money for the gifts that they gave. So chazur shushvinus chazur le'emtza. So when the gift returns, when one of the brothers gets married after the father dies, it goes back to the middle. It's shared equally by all of the brothers, and doesn't belong to the brother who's getting married, because the original gifts were paid for by the father. So whatever they get in return goes back to the estate. It doesn't go back to the particular brother who happened to have been chosen to represent the family. Shushvinus nigves bebezin, because this is like, it's a real chiyuv. When I provide shushvinus for you, the reciprocation of that is a real chiyuv, and it could actually be collected and based in. But if someone just sends nice gifts of wine or oil when someone gets married as a wedding gift, but he's not really one of the shushvinim, so the fact that you reciprocate is just maybe convention, but it's not something that's really required. That cannot be collected and based in, because that's just damachesed. That's not something that's So if a father sent gifts like of oil and wine while he was alive, and then someone reciprocates to one of the brothers, that brother gets to keep it. It's not something that goes back to the entire estate. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person has older sons and younger sons, and the older sons worked on the estate to improve it, they have to divide that improvement with the younger sons, unless they made a statement in advance that they're doing this for themselves. And the same is true if a woman inherits her husband together with her sisters. So whatever improvement she makes is for everybody, unless she makes a statement that she's only working on it for herself. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have brothers in an estate, and one of them is taken to work for the king as a representative of the family, so his high salary gets split by the entire estate. If one of the brothers is negligent and gets sick, the money that it costs to heal him comes out of his own portion of the estate, not out of the pooled estate. If you have brothers that served as representatives of the family as shushvinim while the father is alive, and now that the father is dead, so the Shushvinus gets reciprocated, it gets divided in the entire estate. But if it wasn't Shushvinus, it was just Stam, Kadayayin, Kadayshemin, it was a gift that the father gave, and now it gets reciprocated. Since that's not a real chiv to reciprocate such a thing, that goes only to the brother who's actually getting married right now. Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Parak Tes Mishnah Hey.